This has been quite a day in the life of Tyndale. This morning, we were at Richmond Hill 3C, having a graduation of the seminary, the largest graduating class ever in Tyndale's history at the seminary. Over 160 students were part of that. And then we had a retirement dinner for Vincent Poon and for Dr. Long Lai, and somehow some of us were at all of those events, and we've made it down here now for this event, and what an exciting time this is. We're glad you're here to celebrate something that began as an idea over breakfast with three of your key leaders as we started to talk about a way in which we could remember, but more than just remember, tap into the values and the priorities that were part of John Cow. And emerging out of this was this idea of the John Cow Global Leadership Study Center. We're going to move down there so you can see it. It's not fully developed yet, but it's used all the time. But we wanted to start here in this chapel just for a time of reflection, time of prayer and worship. So we welcome you here, and I want to welcome you on behalf of the Board of Governors as well, and the Chancellor, Dr. John Wilkinson, as we celebrate the ministry, the life of a group of churches that have shaped the world and a leader who was so much a part of that. So we welcome you to this event, and let us pray. With a sense of wonder, you take us, O God, and you use us in surprising ways. You take that which is what you have planted in each of us, and you water it. And if we're open to your promptings and the work of your Spirit, you water it in such a way that it flourishes. We thank you for this time and for all that it means, and ask that you would make this a time of wonder, a time of celebration, and a time of affirmation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Two sections of the Bible were selected, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation version. The first one is from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives, and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The second section is taken from the Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 11. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you. For you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. for I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Christ Jesus, for this will bring much glory and praise to God.
Today is the dedication of John Cao Global Leadership Study Center. I want to pay tribute to a great leader with emphasis on three words: study, global, and leadership. The first word is study. Reverend John Cao fled China as a refugee to Hong Kong, hence being deprived of a decent education as a youngster. Yet that did not deter him to pursue higher studies. With dogged determination, he succeeded in earning a degree one after another: BA, BSc, MDiv, DMin, and honorary DD, graciously but rightly bestowed on him by Tyndale. Even after he turned a teacher and professor in Tyndale and CCST, he remained a lifelong student, grabbing every opportunity in learning. This is evidenced in that whenever someone is preaching, be it an intern or a student, without exception, Reverend Cao would open his Bible and would then take a sheet of these onion skin paper, supplied to me by Mrs. Cao now, to start jotting down notes. Such persistent practice left a deep imprint in my mind that I would copy in scribbling notes here and there and follow such example of diligent, humble learning even to this day. This place is for study. The second word is global. Reverend Cao was a Canadian ethnic Chinese immigrant pastor preacher who was not shy to assimilate and integrate himself into the mainstream Canadian culture. Yet as he continued to build an international network through his deputation work for CNEC in those tough itinerant days, crisscrossing many North American cities, and later this organization changed name to PI, or Partners International, a very broad-minded missions organization supporting indigenous nationals everywhere, but with an incarnational partnership approach of mutual respect and support. And also he becoming good friend and popular speaker with the People's Church in Toronto, as well as instrumental in bringing Billy Graham to Toronto for the Mission Ontario in 1995, God has shaped him into an all-rounded church statesman through his persistent missionary thrust. The best example of his expanding kingdom vision and perspective was one time when he discovered that the tremendous harvest field needs and challenges of a burgeoning Chinese population in Central and South America, he did not hesitate to set an example of going to missions trips to Venezuela with the slogan, "Go South," traveling the long track carrying heavy loads of bags of dialysis fluid while he needed to undergo peritoneal dialysis for his failed non-functional kidneys. Later, after receiving a kidney transplant operation, of which the kidney donor Diana Chan is here today, instead of taking an early retirement, he felt compelled to rededicate his life afresh for the cause of the Great Commission through serving as the General Director of CAWI, a movement that the Holy Spirit uses to unite and promote the worldwide Chinese churches in diaspora for global missions. But that job involves so much traveling, so much travel that, in my opinion, it probably cost his life. And that brings me to my third word, which is leadership. It is focusing on discipleship and raising the next generation leaders that makes a leader great, much like the way Jesus trained the 12 and multiplied himself to change the world. It is not institutions that produce leaders, but great leaders who reproduce leaders. Many of us in the ASM churches, some of us here, myself and Reverend Sam Chan and Simon Wong included, we consider ourselves fortunate enough to be given the chance by Reverend Cao to learn, to experiment, to grow through making mistakes, and to be trained and developed by him. And for that matter, Mrs. Esther Cao, as we call her Simo, the Chinese word for pastor's wife, that due to their love, care, understanding, and patience that we are here what we are today. I still remember his giving me a book called How to Prepare Sermons by William Evans, published in 1939 by Moody Publisher, after my preaching my first sermon as a layman. Not quite sure what the result might be, and second-guessing myself whether I really had the gift of preaching. That book became a tremendous encouragement to set me free on a path of pursuing studying the Bible and to preaching uncompromisingly. From then on, he gave me opportunity after opportunity to learn how to serve and to become a more mature leader. One of his favorite sayings, modeling after Jesus, was, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's why I believe in Tyndale, not only because I had been a graduate and have become an alumnus from here onward, but also because great leaders like Reverend John Cao saw the vision worth investing in together with Tyndale to be partners in developing the next generation leaders with godliness, integrity, excellence, and skills in ministry. It is leaders, again I say great leaders, not institutions that reproduce leaders. But it is also great institution like Tyndale that recognizes great leaders, that the legacy of Reverend John Cao can be passed on. With later, you're going to witness a beautifully decorated and equipped with state-of-the-art space and facility designated for kingdom mindset cultivation, designated for learning, designated for a global influence, and for genuine leadership development that makes such dream possible. You, all of you, are partners in this wonderful journey together. It is an honor to have Reverend Dr. John Cao being remembered that way today. It is also important and fitting that Mrs. Esther Cao be equally recognized and honored today. Congratulations, Dr. Gary Nelson and Tyndale University College and Seminary. God bless you. And now let's go and cheer for the Raptors game tomorrow.
It's exciting to be talking to you from the John Cao Global Leadership Study Center. This center, this place that has taken shape in a vision and a dream that began with a person named John Cao, who all of you know. John was a visionary, and we've had a view and a belief that God wants in Toronto a Christian university and a seminary that prepares leaders for the 21st century. And John was determined. He had this deep sense that if you were going to do it, it had to be done right, and you had to stick to the task. We're committed to that. And we're grateful that you as well, as a community of churches, are committed to the task of creating the best Christian university here in Canada.
Well, Tyndale has been training many servants of God and serving in our Chinese churches. So the Chinese churches have been growing, not only as pastors, but also lay leaders, that they work in the marketplace and in various fields of their expertise. Unless we make good investment to prepare the hearts of our young people so that the seed of the words of God may grow and to be a harvest, we will find fewer and fewer young people willing to serve in the church or in the mission field. We need the testimonies of our young people in the marketplace and even in our government. And we want the light of the world, the light of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shine brightly in this darkened world.
A number of years ago, I was taking a class on leadership. And the professor at that time made a comment. He said, you can tell great leaders by two things. You can tell that they were a great leader by the kinds of people that they left behind, and the kinds of kind of program and the kind of institutions that they shaped. And he said, and you can also tell great leaders because great leaders never stay stuck in a time warp. In other words, what he was trying to say was that great leaders are always able to anticipate what the next thing is. They're always able to see what's about to unfold. I often tease, I come from a Wesleyan Arminian background theologically. But I always say that I'm a Calvinist in the hindsight. I can look back and I can see how God works and has worked over a period of time. I was sitting to this morning in the graduation and I found myself reflecting on a number of key leaders over these last years that have been part of Tyndale's life. John Cow is one of them. Dr. Ian Rennie, who was the dean here, who understood 25 years ago, Dr. Rennie understood that somehow the future of the church in Canada, the future of the church in the world, was going to be framed around the diaspora of people that were going to be moving throughout the world. And at that particular time, he saw that as the Chinese churches in Toronto. And he saw key leaders like Dr. Cao, Andrew Wong at Toronto Chinese Baptist Church, Peter Ma, and other people like that, who were key people at that time shaping the church, and others as well. But somehow he saw that in those places, there was a future. But what's wonderful about John was that he also saw the next thing and the next thing. He was instrumental in shaping CCST, believing that we needed to begin to produce people, workers who would serve around the world to the diaspora of Chinese people who were moving around the world. Recently, one of my close friends was in Germany working with some of the key leaders there that are planting churches amongst international students at the German universities, Chinese students that are being reached by Tyndale grads who are seeing that as their mission field. It's amazing to think in the subtle ways that Dr. Cao saw that. He saw the vision of the university, of this idea that the mission field is not just over there or inside the walls of the church, but it is in the vocations of so many of you, the places in which God has placed you for 40 hours a week in a job that's become God's mission field for you. And he understood that if we could build a university that was significant enough, that those kinds of people have been trained and formed and founded in a deep Christian faith, so that they're able to articulate their faith in those marketplaces, that we would have a whole mission field, a powerful mission force around the world. Just recently, a number of our students coming out of the university have been accepted into very prestigious graduate schools. And it made me feel that we're finally getting to that place where we can envision Christian professors with PhDs whose first degree was at Tyndale and was shaped by an understanding of a Christian worldview that has shaped all of their research and all of the things that they do after that. And they understand that their Christian place, this place that God has put them, a Christian philosopher in a public university. Just think of that, who's a Tyndale grad. John Cow understood that. He also understood something that's so critical in this Philippian passage that was read. I love to read Paul's letter to the Philippians. Some of you have heard me say this, because the Philippian letter is a particular letter that is particularly intimate, because everybody makes comment that Paul obviously liked the Philippians better than all of the other places. He has a special place in his heart for the Philippian church. He says it later when he says, "You're dear to my heart." But in this, he says, "I thank my God every time I remember you in all of my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." Who would have thought that 25 years ago, the beginnings of a partnership with the Chinese Christian leaders would be foundational to Tyndale Seminary's understanding of itself, that expands itself into a partnership with CCST, that expands itself in partnership with the Wesleyan churches in Ontario and in Canada, the Church of the Nazarene, the Wesleyan Church, and the Free Methodist Church. Who would have thought that those beginning conversations amongst Christian leaders would lead to the new partnership which we've just signed with a master's degree in Salvation Army Studies, the first one in the whole globe, a partnership with the Salvation Army and Booth University College in Winnipeg that really finds its roots in those beginning discussions 25 years ago about partnership together with the Chinese churches and Chinese leaders. Who would have thought that the Mennonite Brethren and Tyndale University College and Seminary would be in a conversation together to talk about a partnership in which we would work together? I believe that the 21st century will be marked by this word, partnership. It will be marked by the sense of bringing together people who have their own unique voices, but share those unique voices in such a way that they can do what they can do together that they could never have done apart. And who understood that best but Dr. John Cao? So it's appropriate that this center becomes literally one of the centers for student life. When we first met at Bayview Village for breakfast, four of us, which I was told, reminded this afternoon, I paid for breakfast. When we first met, we decided very almost right at that moment that if we were going to do this, we wanted this to be a center that would be open to the whole campus, that it would not be one group specific, but it would literally represent what has grown over the last 30 years, this idea of a place where students would congregate, a 24-hour study center where students could sit and talk and meet each other, and that the center of that would be this legacy of Dr. John Cao and the Global Leadership Study Center. And that's what's emerged. Imagine what God can do. And when the next president 30 years later looks back and sees what we have done today, I give thanks for our partnership together in the gospel and the way in which God has worked. In the hindsight, 2020, we see that God has been at work. I want to welcome Esther to come forward, Mrs. Cao, who is going to give us a few words. Now, we all know she speaks English, but she is going to have a translator there just in case, right?
Yes. 心裡面是充滿
My heart is filled with gratitude, though I feel undeserving, for all of you to come to show your respect, tribute, and thanksgiving for the life and legacy of Reverend John Cao.
我現在用短短的時間將我心裏面所感動我的三件事來跟大家分享。
Briefly, I'll share with you three things that I feel touched in my own heart.
而且這三件事都跟先頭哈定牧師和Dr. Nelson他們說的都是很相似， 就是見到神真的在我們心裏面是一起來到感動來到工作。
These three things I'm going to mention seem to echo what Harding has shared, what Dr. Nelson had just shared, so obviously it must have come from the Holy Spirit.
第一樣,我心裏面是很感謝神， 因為神是揀選一個卑微軟弱的器皿來到侍奉祂。
The first thing is I really thank God because he has chosen someone who is lowly to be his instrument.
一個出身貧寒,青年的時候又沒有機會受教育, 而且在16歲的時候生肺病, 幾乎要死的人。
When he was 16, he came from a poor family, and he had no education, and he almost died because of tuberculosis.
但是神的恩典很奇妙, 讓他真的從死裡面能夠再來到翻生, 再有機會讀書, 一直來到侍奉主到78歲。
But God was so wonderful, miraculous in leading him to have a chance of all kinds of education and to serve him all the way till he passed away at age 78.
第二件事我心裡面很感動的, 顧牧師他做完華福之後, 兩個腎, 戴安娜捐給他的腎都開始壞了, 那他就不可以周圍來到再旅行出去講道。
When he completed his 5-year stint of the general directorship of Cao Yi Movement, the kidneys that Diana Chan had donated started to fail again, so he could not travel anymore.
但是他心裡面時時有個負擔,有一個夢想,他希望在他未見天父的時候能夠成全。
But in his mind there was an unfulfilled dream, which he prayed to God, if God allows him, would be before he depart from this earth, he'll be able to start a theological education.
佢就希望喺多伦多能够有一间中国人用中文嚟到教授嘅神学，而且呢个神学嘅标准咧系应该咧同天教神学咧嚟到看齐嘅。
He dreamed about a seminary being taught in Chinese language by Chinese professors, and yet to have the up to the par of standard that is equivalent to what Tyndale can offer.
咁咧，神咧都喺多倫多好多牧者教授心裏邊工作，佢哋都有咁嘅同感，而且咧亦都見到神都感動天道神學院，佢哋咧係好樂意嚟到幫助我哋，好樂意咧嚟到同我哋簽一個長期嘅 evergreen 嘅合約。嚟到咧，同佢哋一齐做伙伴，一齐咧嚟到建立呢个咧世界水准嘅中国中文神学院。
God also moved in the hearts of many pastors and professors in such a way that they also agreed to have a joint venture with the Tyndale Seminary and to even sign an agreement called the Evergreen Agreement, so that this Chinese Run Seminary will be in partnership with Tyndale.
所以咧，佢真系咧，神让佢梦想成真。
God brought his dream to fruition.
咁第三样咧，我都系好感恩。我哋嘅 ACM 教牧同埋 Tyndale 神学，佢哋咧愿意咧起一个 building 24小时开放。俾啲同學喺度讀書，喺度祈禱，喺度開會。
And I also thank God for ASM and the churches that rallied together to support this center in such a way that students can huddle there, to spend time studying there, and to chit-chat there.
咁呢度咧，我亦都好感。謝天父華基有一位姊妹是Mrs. Samson Yao， 她花了一年多的時間畫了一幅很有靈感的 很 interesting 的一個水彩畫，現在會掛在那間房裡，一陣各位可以去看。
I also want to appreciate and mention Mrs. Eugenia Yao, the Christian artist who had paintedThat Reverend Carl with inspiration that is now going to be hanged up in the center.
希望呢个 center 咧会系薪火相传，能够成为一个咧不断好多学生、好多传道人出去为主工作，成为神祝福嘅地方。
I pray that in this center it will be the place where the baton will be passed. Many generations of students and leaders will be trained.As God's servants.
咁最後咧，我哋好感謝神，我哋咧有一班，一陣間我哋詩班會嚟到獻一首詩，嚟到歸榮耀俾神。其中好多人咧都係華基二十、三十、四十年嘅弟兄姊妹。
And I also want to thank the choir that's going to come and sing. They are members from different ASM churches for 20, 30, 40 years, and now they're going to give glory to God.
我哋亦都多谢 Rosanna 姊妹好用心嚟到教导我哋，将一切嘅荣耀归俾神。
We also thank the director Rosanna, who is going to lead us the choir to give glory to God.
But before the choir, before the choir sings, I want to invite Jing Wang to come forward. Jing Wang to come forward.She's going to give you a gift of flowers, but I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is the first mainland Chinese graduate of the clinical counseling major here at Tyndale Seminary. Matter of fact, she graduated today. No, you graduated in 14, right? Yes. She's also a member of the Richmond Hill Church.And received support from the ASM churches so that she could study here. And during the past 3 years, received Tyndale scholarships and bursaries every semester. This is what she says. I thank God for the 3 years study at Tyndale and for the service that I have given at my church.
I will go to Wheaton College next year to study a doctoral program in clinical psychology, and it is my privilege to present flowers to Mrs. Cao.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now is the time that let us unite our hearts together to pray to the Lord as a prayer of dedication for the John Hall Global Leadership Study Center. Shall we all rise? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, this is the time that we all come to you with a heart of gratefulness, with a heart of thanksgiving, and with a heart of praise, that who are we that you even care for us? Who are we that you even take note of us? Who are we that you nourish us and give us the great salvation and give us the great honor of to be with you always? Father, we are so grateful for your faithfulness to all of us, to the churches that you have established on earth. We especially want to give thanks to you for the life of Reverend Dr. John Cao, your choicest servant that you have given to us. Father God, as the Word of God has taught us, he has a message that is worth remembering, and his faith is also worth imitating, and his life of sacrifice and leadership is worth our following. We give thanks for this great man that you have used him so many years, not only to start churches, not only to bring people to Christ, but also will network and partner with different people for the sake of Jesus Christ and your kingdom. Father God, we also at this time want to give thanks to you not only for just for Reverend Dr. John Cao, but we want to give thanks to you for the Tyndale family, for the school, for the seminary and college, and for all the people there that are willing to honor you in such a way that will partner together with the Chinese churches under the networking of the Pastor John Cao to have the Chinese seminary set up here and to have the many different ways that Tyndale can continue to nourish and then train students, especially Chinese students. And above all that, this become not just Chinese student anymore. This will become a global leadership place where many people will be blessed because it started by a humble servant and be started by the Chinese churches, but so many will be blessed. We give thanks for the generosity and also the grace of the Tyndale Seminary. And we give thanks for Dr. Gary Nelson, and before him for Brian Stiller, Dr. Brian Stillers, and all these shape the things together. And lastly, Father God, we want to give thanks for the students, for many that will come to this place, and especially the John Cao Global Leadership Center, Study Center, to remember that their coming here is not just to find a career, come here not just to learn to do a small thing, but to learn from the predecessor, from other people, especially from Dr. Cao, what it means to become a global leader, what it means to care not only for the individual churches, but also for the need of the world and for the need of the whole globe. And we give thanks for them. I just pray that, Lord, that when they come here to study and then study at the Global Leadership Center, they will remember your calling and they will remember the greater things that you can use them, that you can give them, just like you have given to Dr. John Cao. So right now, as we stand before you, we want to commit to you, and we want to dedicate this John Cao Global Leadership Study Center, that it will be established for Christ and his kingdom. And it will be remembered that this is a place where many people can be blessed. And this is a place that God will be honored above all, above everything. and that you will be praised and honored forever and forever. And we come here as a witness to this wonderful place, to this dedication, and to this time of dedication. Thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Some of you know that I attend a small little church in Mimico here in Toronto. It's part of my tribe of churches. It was the closest one to our house, and we committed ourselves that we would go there because it was the closest, and it seemed like everybody else was driving out of our neighborhood and going other places. But in this little church is another little group of mostly brand new Christians, Mandarin speaking, who came to that church because of a couple of key leaders. And now, two of that little church within the church of the little church, two of those people are studying here at Tyndale at CCST. And I sit there sometimes on a Sunday morning because it's not the slickest church in the city. We don't have the fullest programs or all that. But we have this remarkable group of people who together have breathed life into each other. It's kind of an amazing example of God at work. And while some of them were learning English, some of you will remember that a group of us decided we'd try to learn Mandarin. Well, I want to just say something for you who are Mandarin-speaking people. It's a hard language. But beyond that, every time we try something, like a word or a phrase or something like that, they'd laugh at us. And I would say, you know, when you were learning English, I don't remember me laughing at you. But they would laugh at us. But I kept hearing a phrase, and the CCST people have heard me use this, but I heard a phrase that kept coming up, and I didn't know what it meant. And I kept asking, so what's this? And then I would pronounce it, and then they'd laugh. And then I'd get shy. I know that's hard to believe, but I'd get shy. And then I'd kind of... Anyway, the phrase was Ichilai, together. Ichilai? Is that right? Ichilai? You didn't laugh. Thank you. I can't tell you. It may be the only... Well, I know Zai Chen and She She and all of those, but it may be the most profound phrase that I've ever learned in Mandarin because I think it speaks to what God is calling us to in a post-Christendom world. In luxury of being in a country that was once a majority Christian world, we could kind of do our own things. But now living in a world that is increasingly secularizing, if we don't learn as the Church of Jesus Christ to work Ichilai together in partnership, the kingdom of God will not be served. And that's what this center represents for us. It represents Ichilai, together. In a post-Christendom society, in a post-Christendom world, a group of Christians who understand that together we are better and stronger and richer than if we were apart. And that we need to bring our unique voices together. So I didn't learn Mandarin. But I learned an important phrase for me, which speaks to the kingdom of God and the kinds of people that we need to be. We're going to go downstairs now to the center. It's a multi-purpose center. We've set it up for the reception today. And sometimes it's used as a classroom. Most of the time it is used as a kind of student drop-in study framework. You'll see all sorts of plugins and all sorts of things like that. Other people have used it. It's also used as a worship center for a church on a Sunday morning. It's used for conferences and seminars and special events. I know CCST has used it for special events as well. It's become a very kind of one of the hub areas on the new campus. And as we study how students move and all of those things, we've realized how key that center is going to be in the long run. So we're very excited about it. So we're all going to move downstairs, and we're going to do this because this is like a rabbit's warren. If you've ever gotten lost here, you'll never be found again. So how we're going to do this is this. You're going to go out the door, and there'll be people there waiting for you, and you're going to turn right, and they'll direct you down to the center, and we'll get down there, and there's a reception that will be down there. All right? Let's stand together. May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you, and may God give you his peace. Amen.